providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Segment of KER Politics. Going to talk a little bit about the election coming up, as we've been talking about almost every day on our daily editorials. And we're also going to be talking a little bit about the polling that's going on right now. Jimmy, let's talk about the polling first. You got the mic.
Yeah, so there's quite a few polls that are out now showing Republicans gaining ground rapidly.
Right.
There's a couple of key ones that are interesting that you don't normally see. And this is from Trafalgar Group, which is actually, they're over 1,000 people. The question is, in this poll, do you believe your friends and neighbors are afraid to express their views about who they will vote for in the 2022 midterm elections?
Yeah.
So I think that's a valid question, an important one.
How's that
over 1,000 people.
How's it turning out, Jim?
Yeah, so it shows that 50% of people overall believe that their neighbors are afraid to express their opinions. 49% basically saying,
wow.
You know, it's almost even saying, well, no, they're not.
Wow.
So, but with Democrats, it's 36%
yeah.
think that their neighbors are afraid to express their opinions. 61% aren't. But with Republicans, it's 51-48. And with independents, 66-33.
Wow.
I mean, these are huge numbers.
Yeah, they are.
And when it comes down to it, will they vote? Who will they vote for? Actually, Republicans, so who do you think your neighbors will vote for in 2022 elections? Overall, people of this poll shows that 60% of the people questioned think that their neighbors are going to vote Republican, and 35 think Democrat. So
that's a pretty interesting split.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, Democrats think that 70% think they're going to vote Democrats. 27% of Democrats think their neighbors are going to vote Republican.
Hmm.
For Republicans, 92% think their neighbors are going to vote Republican. That's Republicans think their neighbors are going to vote Republican.
Yeah.
Only 6.9% for Democrats. So Republicans think that their neighbors, only 6.9% of their neighbors are going to vote Democrat. And with independents, 60% think their neighbors are going to vote Republican. 30% think their neighbors are going to vote Democrat. That's consistent with the overall numbers of you know, if you're afraid to ask the questions.
Yeah.
What is interesting to me is how much has been said about silencing people's opinions and how the government, and including this administration, is intimidating, quote, MAGA Republicans. So people are afraid to speak out, and I think no one is watching your vote, and you're certainly not, you know, these people are not willing to answer even polling properly. So this could indicate a massive turnout against Democrats.
Sure, it could.
The incumbents.
No question about that. Yeah.
I mean, this could be huge. And this is consistent with what we're seeing across the board in other polls.
Wow. We won't know for sure, but we'll have a very good idea by about midnight out here on the West Coast, Jim.
Typically you will. Some of the states, you know, Pennsylvania has already come out and said we're not going to have answers. I think a couple of the other ones with mail-in ballots are saying we're not going to have answers. And Washington State in particular is going to come out and say they won't have answers because, you know, the Tiffany Smiley...
That race is getting pretty close. I'm getting phone calls on that. What do you think, Al? Do you think she's got a chance? I'm getting a lot of those phone calls, Jim.
I think she's got a chance. The problem in Washington, the problem in Pennsylvania, the problem in California is mail-in ballots.
Yeah.
And you know, you just, it's hard if you don't have good voter ID, if you have these mail-in ballots. People have voted before they even, you know, most of these debates have happened for Democrats. You know, they held off until after mail-in ballots went out. So there's a big push. They were afraid to be seen in public. And there's a big push to get those early votes out.
Yeah.
But what we're seeing in polling, and I mentioned this in yesterday's editorial, New York State overall is only they're way down from their early voting. So that early voting in New York City was down 62% from 2020. Now, New York City carried 44% overall of the you know, the Democratic win with Joe Biden.
Yeah.
So if you've got that, if it's down 62%, that means a lot of those Democrats are not voting. And now across the board, you're seeing fewer people voting in general. We're seeing in some key Democratic areas, you're seeing lower voter turnout. And those are in big urban areas. That could be very, very damaging for Democrats. Because if you don't have the votes and the turnout, you certainly, and for people that are trying to cheat, it's very, very bad too, because you can't have like 62% not show up, but then all of a sudden have, you know, a huge push in voting and somehow it'd be accurate. You know, you're going to see some very weird things happen if in fact they try to cheat. So, and a lot of people are watching all of this very closely.
Well, I know in Washington State, the Republican Party is going into numerous investigations here about voter authenticity, front page of the Seattle Times.
Well, and they should, you know, you should be able to identify who's legally voting and who's not.
Sure.
And you should be able to question it.
Yeah.
And this is the problem with Washington and the Democrats that are in charge right now. They are making these accusations, trying to intimidate people, telling them to silence them, that they can't ask about this. They can't ask about whether or not the elections are real and or elections are fraudulent or not. And you've got very significant questions that need to be answered on what happened in 2020. And if they're not willing to answer them, it's very much like the Paul Pelosi case right now. If you're not willing to show the videotape, then people are going to ask questions.
Yeah.
And you start adding up all the things that have been going on, you know, with COVID lockdowns, the frustration of people, what's happening in schools with the National Education Association of Educators attacking parents, the FBI, the DOJ attacking parents for complaining about, you know, what they're being taught, and this absolutely disgusting, perverted material that's now in many schools.
Yeah.
Drag queen story hours in local libraries. People are like fed up with what's being shoved down their throat right now. And it's showing in the polls. Let's just see what happens if it shows in the
election results.
In the election results. Yeah.
I personally, what you just talked about right now as examples, that's one of the reasons that I am such a staunch conservative at this point in my life. I think it's wrong to have that type of information disseminated to young children.
You're just trying to brainwash young kids. And you're actually legitimizing perverted and creepy activities, which to me is absolutely damaging and devastating to young children. We don't need that. And but I think most Americans.
The question I have is, why is that happening in our country? And unfortunately, we're going to have to talk about that particular answer here in the next segment. Stick around. We'll be right back.